The most tricky thing about that swimming is swimming. Your desire to swim is your route, is your passion to swim is why you will drown. You don't know that in swimming, the way to swim is to allow the water carry you. You know that that's how to swim. That's why when you want to start swimming, you are told to release yourself. The danger, the word swimming itself, what makes it difficult is that you want to swim. I've tried it before. I conquered fear, I conquered everything. And I said I will swim. And then I thought to swim is to swim. And how do they swim? Is it not like this? The more I did that, you know, it was very strange. I closed my eyes, I did like this. Even if I'm going to drown, let me drown in front. I drown on the same spot. So this water is a water in which one must swim. A river that could not be crossed. Amen. Now, we need to understand that perfection is unending. When we say the fullness of God does not have an end. Do you understand that? The fullness of God does not what? You cannot finish God and say you are done. That is the fourth. Huh? That is the fourth 1,000 cubits. 1,004 times. Amen. The first one got to the where? To the ankle. The second, are you together with me? The first one got to the ankle. Amen. The second one got to the knee. Am I correct? Huh? To the knees, right? Then the third one got to the waist or to the loins. Are you together with me? This is the water of the temple. Amen. You must be faster than my space. You understand? I am slow. You must be anxious. Don't be slow because I'm slow. Are you together? Because today's service is going to be a slow, dull one. And you now let your guard down. Are you with me? You don't know why I'm talking this way. And there might not be a reason. If you say I don't tire, I say. So, before the water can get to your waist, it will start from the what? From the ankle. Now, this thing, this vision of Ezekiel, is it the vision of God? Huh? Am I correct? Is it the vision of God? Now, this vision, did the vision die after the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ? Are you together with me? What am I trying to say? That the prophets saw realities that they did not understand the doctrine of the realities. Amen. And the teachings of the apostles are the doctrine, the doctrine version of these rivers. Are you with me? The administration of these rivers are the doctrines of the apostles. The doctrine of the apostle is how this river will be administered to us. Do you understand what I just said? Because if you check the temple itself, the making of the temple, the foundations of the temple has the apostolic number. Amen. Which is the number 12. Are you together with me? Which is the number of the apostles. talking about the church is laid on the apostolic foundation. Until you begin to understand the apostolic teaching, the Christian journey has not started. Are you with me? The journey, you can be born again, you can be fat in the Lord, but you can't walk. Amen. The apostolic teachings are it is how to walk. Are you together with me? So Christianity is not haphazard. Eh? Amen. You are born again. Go and disciple you. You are born again. Go and if God has saved you, will you not save other people? What God has done for you, go and save other people. When you die, you need crown. The people you save is the kind of amount of crown you have. Then you look like a beast because that means you have many heads. So that's not Christianity. It's not after salvation evangelism. Are you together with me? And after evangelism, maintain your salvation so that you can remain what? Rapturing. Are you listening to me, brothers and sisters? That understanding the writings of the apostles, the spirit of those writings, not just the writings. Understanding the spirit of the writings of the apostles. Let me say this to you, that 30 minutes service, 30 minutes church is Satan's idea. I say it stresslessly. 30-minute service is from devil. Are you with me? It can never be 30 minutes. How do you understand the apostolic doctrine in 30 minutes? It has never been 30 minutes. Every season, are you with me? Christianity, listen, are you hearing what I'm talking about? Christianity is not coming to church and learning topics. Today's topic is, last week's topic is, it's not topic. Are you together with me? And the success of a service is not that we made the time we plan. Like, Kai, 11 and the teacher, 11 sharp. Wow. That's not the success of a gathering. The success of a gathering is that as his voice been heard, you know, the people should live and know what our master said to us today. Eh? What is our master saying to us today? How many of you are excited that you are a Christian? Do you know it's interesting to be a Christian? Do you know? When your Christianity is working, it's interesting. You don't understand. I know what to do when I'm under pressure. Do you know what that means? Do you know what that means? I know what to do. When I'm under serious pressures, I know what to do. Do you know? It is when Christianity, when you are walking and Christ is being formed, you will be free day by day. Are you with me? I said, are you with me? So don't settle for religion. Don't settle for religion. Settle for life. And don't settle for words. Settle for change. I might change this statement tomorrow, but as it is today, the purpose for church is that people should change and be like Jesus. Maybe tomorrow I'll have another better revelation. But today's revelation is that the reason why we gather is that there must be what? There must be change. Change. And service is labor. Every service. Paul was talking about those that preach the word. He said those that labor in the word. Every service is labor. So there is a twin spirit. There is a twin mantle. Can you say twin mantle? There is a twin mantle that leads the church. The church has it. There is a twin mantle that leads the church. It is the apostolic and the prophetic mantle. Those are the offices that lead the church. The church, the bride. Can you say the bride? I think that's a better language. Because a ministry can be led by an evangelist, but the bride will never be led by an evangelist. The evangelistic revelation is not the leadership radar for the church, for God's bride. The evangelistic anointing is not it. Now, therefore, you are not strangers, you are no longer strangers and foreigners. Do you understand that? That we were strangers and we were foreigners, but we're no longer strangers and foreigners. But what are we? Who are we now? We are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. This is a big statement. So we are part of God's household. Having been built on the what? Foundation of what? The apostles and the prophet. The word foundation means that it is the base, but it's not just the base. It's also the same understanding of the word first in scripture. The use of the word first, seek first the kingdom. The use of the word first fruit and firstborn. They don't mean first and then there are others. It also means seek first the kingdom and then seek secondly other things. Are you together with me? The word seek first means that first as per prototype. Are you together with me? First as per what? Prototype. First as per prototype. First as per prototype. When we wanted to erect this building, everything you are seeing on this everything you see in this building, the old structure, everything was provided for in the foundation. Are you together with me? The foundation, the old structure was seen. Then we now put a foundation that can make this building be the way it is. So the foundation is not just what is on the floor. The foundation is what gives pattern to what will come upon it. That's why Paul says that he has laid a foundation and let everybody be careful how he builds. You see, why are you careful? You must build. You must take pattern from the foundation. So the foundation adds pattern in it. Are you together with me? Christianity is not noise. Christianity is not shouting. It's not about shouting and screaming. It's not even about casting out of devils. Those are very important part of it. Those are the expressions of Christianity. But that's not the core of Christianity. Christianity is the formation of Christ. And it also means it's the formation of God's house. Now, we have the Holy Ghost all, but we carry God at different levels depending on the structure that has been formed in you. We don't all carry the same measure of God. We all carry the Holy Ghost, yes. But the release of divine nature is dependent on the structure. You see, if God comes inside you now, it's not just that you will die. You did not exist. You know how God can kill somebody and then not that the person died. The person did not happen. It will just erase your past and erase your present. Why? Because we cannot yet have him. You know, Jesus Christ said that if we keep his commandments, that he and the Father will come and make our abode in us. That's not Holy Ghost baptism. That is the manifestation of the Father himself inside you. And it's already happening. You are carrying the Father at a level. Listen, it's just because you think that the manifestation, the sign that you are carrying the Father is to flow in the gifts of the Spirit. The sign of carrying the Father is not to flow in the gifts of the Spirit. If you are accurately taught, anyone that is born again, the day you are born again, you are meant to flow in the gift of the Spirit. Let me tell you why you don't flow in the gift of the Spirit. It's just because you don't use it. If you use it, it will happen. It will not happen always at first, because there are many sides to which you don't understand, but it will happen. I tell people, somebody asks me, Pastor Zach, how can I have some testimony that I usually share? I said, the thing is that I pray out of five, I pray for five people to get healed. I will not share the three that didn't get healed. Nobody shares the three that don't get. I've heard that the Jew talk about those that never rose from the dead. I prayed for the people that rose from the that didn't rise at times 1,000 of those that rose. As I said, I've rose 50 people have risen in my ministry. About 135 did not rise. And that's okay. We keep trying until we get 100%. But if you never try, you get 0%. So you try. You understand that? Try. All you need to do is to flow in the gift of the Spirit. You try. Try it. Keep trying it. If it does not work, try another day. Keep trying. Keep trying till you die. Keep trying. And then as you grow, you learn how to increase your success rate. Are you together with me? So the flow of the gift. Listen, if there is somebody here now that can raise the dead, like you can raise the dead stresslessly, you will never be, it will not mean you are a leader in this church. You understand that? It will not mean you are a leader in this church. Of course, if you can raise the dead and we cannot raise it, you will talk to us how you are doing it for us to learn from you. If you say you don't know how, we'll tell you to sit down and get out and keep raising it. But it will not translate to leadership. Are you together with me? Amen. Can you shout amen?
Amen.
So we see that there is a twin spirit, which is the apostolic and the prophetic spirit. Amen.
Amen.
My sister, what's your name? Yes. Huh? Akwayemi. So the prophetic spirit, the prophet, said the prophet. Am I boring you? The prophet of the New Testament is not just the one that can call numbers. You can call numbers and yet you are not a prophet. Amen. You can call numbers and call people's name and yet you are not a prophet. You can have a gift that has matured to a ministry. Did you understand that? Huh? Now give me that scripture that I spoke about. First apostles, prophets, teachers, I think in Corinthians, then healings and miracles. Praise God. Are we on the same page? Are we on the same page? So you can have a gift that is so strong that it becomes a ministry. Huh? It becomes a function in the body. So you can have a healing ministry. And I use this example always. Ryan Bonke and Benny Hinn. Where Ryan Bonke functions as an evangelist. You will be more accurate to call Benny Hinn a healing evangelist. Or one that operates a healing ministry. Some people have a deliverance ministry. Amen. There is a lot of extreme to this, but this, listen to this. There is deliverance ministry. It means that deliverance, the casting out of devils, is not just what you can do. It is what God compels to happen. Remember Philip entering the city? He entered the city and the demons in that city were crying. It's not that he's on fire for the Lord. Because Paul will enter a city, all the demons will not be crying. It does not mean Philip is more anointed than Paul. Are you together? You see, because our eyes in the church is still carnal. Anybody that can do bra 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 is the man of God. But you know, Jesus is not carnal. He looked at John the Baptist without any miracle. He said, "This is the greatest prophet." How can John the Baptist be the greatest prophet? If we were asked to choose the greatest prophet, most of us would not choose John the Baptist. We say, "Word, no sign. Word, no sign. No miracle." And see how he died. Elijah was taken. Moses, God buried him. Yes. Go and read it. God buried Moses. God buried Moses. God buried Moses. We don't even understand that technology. I've taught you before. You've seen it in the Bible. God buried Moses. I was teaching how God also desires to bury us. It's his plan. God wants to bury you. You see, because if God don't bury you, are you together with me? You cannot appear in his world. That was the qualification that Moses had to appear in transfiguration on that mountain. Because he was buried by God. I say, you will hammer in the spirit in Jesus' name. You will hit spiritual jackpot. I'm telling you, there are possibilities. Rev D. Tell your friend, Rev D. Are you with me? No struggle, though. Don't kill yourself. As we go like this. Amen. Don't kill yourself. Don't put yourself under unnecessary pressure. You understand what I'm talking about? This thing we're talking is what we will talk after you die. When you die, you will see. After death, we will still continue Bible study. So any teaching that any churches preaches that cannot be preached after the end of heaven and earth is heresy. Whatever you are preaching that cannot appear when heaven and earth has been taken away. If you cannot preach your message in the world to come. if we cannot play your tape in the world to come, you are lying. We cannot play your tape in the world to come. Where your tape will pass away. So people's tape will pass away. They will not send their tape again. Don't worry, those that are not buying my tape now. In the world to come, you will see buy my tape. So they don't give out my taste for free again. These people are not serious. God, buy that which... God, use your money and buy that which can save your soul. Awesome. Listen, I know where you are. Some of you, even your tongues, are not yet sure whether it's real or fake. Satan is still telling you your tongue is fake. Some of you are sitting there. I understand the struggles. It's real. You know that guy is a bully. Ordinary tongues that you struggle to get. You eventually got it. They are still telling you it's fake. You cannot speak in tongues in peace again. You say, Jagadazel. You say, you are just forcing it. It's not the, you are talking rubbish. Some of you are there. You have to keep talking it. Tunde brought one lady to me and she told me she didn't speak in tongues. And I said, did you pray for her? I said, she's already baptized. You know, at times we need to give people that baptism stuff. We need to let people know. We need to just pray for them and let them go. We need to just pray for them. You must be so sure that they are baptized. Anybody you lay hands on will be baptized. That will be. And later, you will be sure that anybody you lay hands on will be healed. I saw one healing evangelist, one woman. She was praying for deaf people. Plenty deaf. And they were all hearing, stressless. There was no even time. They needed to round up the service. Hey! Oluwa, Oluwa. She was praying for... You know what shook me? She prayed for one guy. The guy did not hear fast. He said, well, I don't have time. Who wants to hear? I don't have time. I'm telling you, it was a life program. He said, I don't have time. Can you hear? He said, no. She prayed again. He said, I don't have time. You can learn spell by analogy here. Live broadcast. Can you say hallelujah? So, the apostolic mantle and the prophetic mantle, they are the leaders of God's bride. They are the leaders of God's bride. The apostolic office grants you the opportunity and the privilege to see Christ. Now, when I mean see Christ, I don't mean see a vision of Jesus. If you see a vision of Jesus, it does not mean you have seen Christ. Amen. Praise God. It doesn't mean that you have seen Christ. It is God opening your heart to understand the will of God. Amen. Can you say will of God? When God opens your eyes to understand the will of God, understand the temple, understand the house of Jehovah. Not this physical house, the spiritual house of Jehovah. The spiritual house of Jehovah. Oh, yeah. You see, that's why crowd does not, will never translate to power. It will not. Because Christ is the power of God, not numbers. So if we gather people without imparting them with Christ, the church is not powerful. So what makes the church powerful is not numbers. It is Christ formed in men. So that Jesus is okay to go with only 12. He was not afraid. He left the world in the hand of 12. But the weight of that 12, that weight, if the 12 gathered, the 12 at that time, their weight was weightier than the world. Anytime you see the 12 old ant, those people, they have more weight than the whole universe. Are you together with me? The 12. Huh? What does it profit a man to gain the world and lose his soul? You understand? Do you know what I mean? It's just, let's talk business. To lose your soul is not to go to a fire. It's a soul empty of Christ. So when you say, when a soul carrying Christ has more weight than the whole world. Okay. How does Pastor Zach know? Michael Jackson's greatest wish now is that he went to church and he was in a good church doing Sunday school and he's never known. That's his greatest wish right now. Right now, I'm Mandela. Immediately they left here and they went there. And then everybody doing memorial service for them, they were cursing them. All the services, Mandela was in a fire. I said, it will not be better for you. Burning in fire. He would remember every service, every time he was preached to, was more important than every contract he signed. You didn't hear that. Right now, Michael Jackson would remember everybody that preached to him more than every contract he signed with Sony. Or with any beat. Right now, he remembers that Kai, that idiot came to preach to me. Kai. He's remembering every scene of preaching more than every event. Right now, he wishes to be in your set. He wishes to be like you. Right now, Michael Jackson, you know the rich man was begging. He said, please, tell them to go and meet my family members. Right now, Michael Jackson just wish he was unknown in one church, cleaning toilet. That would have been great achievement for him. And a demonic pastor will use him to preach to you. Are you together with me? Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm telling you that the reason why what you are hearing is not very, it's not sounding important. It's not your fault. Satan as is fighting. He's the one blocking your eyes like this. I'm not lying to you. I'm not trying to be funny. He's blocking you. He's saying, no, don't hear. Time has gone. Don't hear. I'm telling you the truth. He says, if our gospel is hid, put it there. He says, if our gospel, this thing is light, if it is hid, it's not meant to be hid, if it is hid. Give it to me. Oh, Shabaradaya, you have power. You have the real power. You are alive. You are alive. You are alive. When the trumpet blows, you will go up. Not everybody can go up. You will go up. Do you know some people will go up one day in this earth? We'll go up like this and we'll go there. Confirm. Kosoro now. Kosoro. Right here we did. Right here we did. Hey! I carry your presence everywhere. Who am I that your mind is so full of me? I'm a mortal man. You are the awesome God. I'm a mortal man. You are the awesome God. You will not suffer my foot to be moved. I carry your presence everywhere. Who am I that your mind is so full of me? I'm a mortal man, but you are the awesome. I'm just a mortal man, but you are. You will not suffer my foot to be moved. Who am I
that your mind is so full of?
I'm a mortal man, but you are the awesome God. Hey, I'm just a
mortal man,
but you are
awesome.
I'm just a
mortal,
but you are.
You will not suffer my foot to
I carry it
everywhere.
Say, who am I?
Say, mind is so full of me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm a mortal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You are the awesome.
Hey, la, de, de.
I'm a mortal.
Ah, yeah, 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 yeah.
that he is God, you will not suffer my food to be moved. I carry your presence everywhere. Overnight at your
mind.
Sun with healing in his wings unto my soul. I see your sun. Let this place erupt with fire. I release fire. I release fire now. Fire unto my soul. I see your sun with healing. Baptized with fire. Fire.
Unto my soul.
Fire.
I see your soul.
The fire of the Holy Ghost. From the wall with his feathers shall heal my soul. Hey, he's the soul that springeth from the wall with his feathers shall heal my soul. He's the soul that spring from the wall. Shall heal
my soul.
Says that he
soul
that spring from the wall.
Spring it from the wall.
Let there be fire in the house.
His feathers shall heal my soul.
I see.
I see a soul with healing in his wings.
Barabashat. I see your soul. Say, I see your soul.
I see your soul.
I see your soul. With his feathers, I know.
Shall he heal my soul?
I say, he's a soul.
He's a
soul.
Spring it from the wall. With his feathers,
shall he
heal my soul?
Say, I see your soul.
I see your soul.
The keyboard. Ah, da, da, de, da, da, de, da, 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 The kingdom of God is made manifest in the house. The kingdom of God is made manifest. There is a tronic experience happening right now. There are ministrations from the throne. Come back, soul, unto your Maker. Come back, soul, unto His ways. Come back, soul, and you will prosper. Come back, soul, and you will live. Come back, soul, and learn the Spirit. Come back, soul, and learn His ways. Come back, soul. Come back, soul. Come back, soul. Come back, soul, unto your Maker. Come back, soul, unto His ways. Come back, soul, and you will prosper. Come back, soul, and you will live. Hey, come back, soul, and learn the Spirit. Come back, soul, and learn His ways. Come back, soul. Come back, soul. Come back, soul. Come back, soul, unto your Maker. Come back, soul, unto His ways. Come back, soul, and you will prosper. Come back, soul, and you will live. Hey, come back, soul, and learn the Spirit. Come back, soul, and learn His ways. Come back, soul. Come back, soul. Come back, soul. Hey, hey, hey. Come back, soul, unto your Maker. Come back, soul, unto His ways. Come back, soul, and you will prosper. Come back, soul, and you will live. Hey, come back, soul, and learn the Spirit. Come back, soul. To your Maker, come back, soul, unto His ways. Come back, soul, and you will prosper. Come back, soul, and you will live. Come back, soul, and let us be saved.
Come back, soul, and let His ways.
Ay, 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 ay.
Come back, soul, come back, soul, come back, soul.
Ay, ay, ay. Ay, 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 I am.
Song now. I want everybody shouting that song.
Ay, ay, ay.
Ay, ay, ay.